Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Hello and welcome in, friends, to another edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. It is Monday, February 22nd, 2021 in the beautiful city of Chicago. Hopefully, you each had a wonderful weekend. And on this episode of Sports from the Couch, we take a look at Zach LaVine's season and if it's going to lead to his first All-Star appearance and potentially a playoff berth. But before we get to all that, let's take care of some housekeeping notes. You can follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram Mike Mercado Media. The show is on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. Become a producer of the show at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves, the home to our interviews with athletes and celebrities that you could get ad-free. And before anybody else, that's patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have swag. Check us out at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Come play video games with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves. And keep up to date with everything we're doing on the podcast network, from the True Crime Show, the Pop Culture Show, the interviews, our sister podcast, The Gone Missing Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves.
LaVine, step back three for the lead.
Oh! Give
what
it
a shot by LaVine!
Swiper swiping it. LaVine, tough shot. And got it!
Take that with you, Swiper.
LaVine to Young. Five to shoot. Thaddeus Young, the spin, the right-hander!
There's a veteran.
Gonna run some clock. We're sending a lot of defenders at him. LaVine's open.
Oh, my goodness.
Zach LaVine, a closing shot by the closer.
Oh, my goodness.
So the All-Star reserves will be named on Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. And the Chicago basketball eyes are all on Zach LaVine and to see if the coaches will vote him in to see if he will be a reserve. And there's a few things I want to kind of talk about that I saw go through my timeline the last few days, and this one is from The Ringer. This is from Paolo Ughetti. Zach LaVine is more than ready to be an All-Star. Check out the entire article, but there's some stuff I want to read to you guys, and we can kind of bounce back and forth. Thad Young and Zach LaVine go all the way back to 2014. That year, a 19-year-old LaVine was drafted 13th by the Timberwolves, and a couple months later, Young was traded to Minnesota ahead of his eighth season in the league. Young became a mentor to LaVine almost immediately, and 5 years later, they became teammates again in Chicago. The two have enjoyed playing together for the past two seasons, with LaVine recently calling Young the, quote, best teammate I've ever had. That connection has allowed for Young to be both LaVine's biggest fan and an honest critic. Before the start of the season, Young says he approached LaVine and relayed his hopes for the team, as well as his expectations for LaVine. Young explained that if the Bulls are to have any hope of being relevant, and if LaVine wanted to be named an All-Star for the first time, the 25-year-old would need to make another leap and become a two-way player. Fast forward a few months, and LaVine is doing his best to fulfill that mandate. Take the final 3 minutes of the Bulls' 105-102 win over the Pistons on Wednesday. With just over 2:30 left in the game, LaVine took over. He stepped back and made a James Harden S3 from the left wing. Next, his eye caught a sliver of space that turned into a canyon as he drove in and double-pumped for a highlight dunk. And then, after Detroit trapped LaVine, he kicked off a flurry of passing that resulted in a Kobe White 3 to all but to seal the game. LaVine finished with 37 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. And you can check out the rest of that article over at theringer.com. It is by Paolo Ughetti. Zach LaVine is more than ready to be an All-Star. And then I want to jump into something from the Chicago Sun-Times. Zach LaVine making All-Star statement, but will he earn a big payday? And this is from Joe Cowley. There was nothing subtle about Bulls coach Billy Donovan's All-Star game endorsement. The way he sees it, few players have played better than guard Zach LaVine or done more for their team. Quote, I would say he has impacted our team incredibly well, Donovan said Saturday after the Bulls beat the Kings. Quote, I think when you look at players that are all-stars, you are saying they are playing at a high level individually and they are also raising the level of the team. I think Zach has done that. I would be hard-pressed to believe there's guys out there, and I'm not saying who's deserving and who is not deserving, but Zach LaVine is deserving of being an all-star. And those are from head coach Billy Donovan. The article continues, at 13-16, the Bulls held the ninth spot in the East entering Sunday, which would give them at least a play-in game. And LaVine's numbers are on a historic pace. Through 29 games, he's averaging 28.9 points, 5.4 rebounds, and 5.1 assists, while shooting 51.8% from the field, 42.9% from three-point range, and 86.2% from the free throw line. In NBA history, only Steph Curry and Larry Bird, three times, have averaged at least 28 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists while shooting at least 50%, 40%, and 80% respectively. But the real selling point for Donovan is LaVine's effort on defense after 6-plus seasons in the league. LaVine always has claimed he has wanted to be a two-way player, but it wasn't until this past month that he showed that he could be a capable defender. His defensive numbers have improved since the first 6 weeks of the season, but the eye test shows just how committed LaVine has become throughout a possession. So why now? It is very unlikely that Donovan is the first coach LaVine has had who has demanded more from him on defense. LaVine said that the losing he has endured in the NBA has reached an embarrassing level, necessitating a change. Of his 382 games, LaVine has won 30.9%. Quote, you get to a point where you're tired of losing, LaVine said, and you have to figure out you can't just blame other people. He hopes that showing the league a two-way mentality reward him Tuesday when All-Star reserves are announced. And you can check out the rest of this article over at the Chicago Sun-Times by Joe Cowley. Zach LaVine making All-Star statement, but will he earn big payday? So what do we gather from all that, friends? Few notes that I took that I kind of want to hit on today's edition of the show. First thing is Thaddeus Young's impact to this team. Obviously, a part of this team last year, but with a coaching staff that just seems to know how to manage his minutes, puts him in the right position, there's this energy that he brings, this enthusiasm. We're still talking about a high draft pick, you know, 8 years ago at this point, somebody who's smart, somebody who's seen a lot of basketball, and what his impact has been to this team. Not just from Zach LaVine's point, and we could talk about that, obviously, of him saying the best teammate he's ever had, but you're looking at somebody like Patrick Williams, how important it is to play alongside Thaddeus Young. Wendell Carter, developing his game 17 feet in, and a lot of that you have to believe has to be with Thaddeus Young. Wendell Carter, that's a big thing for this Bulls scouting to see how he interacts with his team. It would be nice to see Lauri Markkanen healthy enough, available enough to be playing right now with this Bulls team, but that's not the case. So Thaddeus Young, obviously being on this roster, has helped the Chicago Bulls so much, and specifically Zach LaVine. So before we really dive into the Zach stuff, what do you do with Thaddeus Young? It's a conversation that's been going on right now in the city of Chicago and kind of within Hoopheads. Because if you're somebody like the Milwaukee Bucks, if you're somebody like the LA Lakers who don't have Anthony Davis, Thaddeus Young makes for an interesting acquisition. But if you're the Chicago Bulls, right now you're in a position where you can be in the seventh seed. You can be in a play-in game. And you can have a chance to play and get experience in big-time basketball. Or you could trade Thaddeus Young, hope for the best, and you're going to get a draft pick that's going to be in the 20s, and it's not going to be a lottery pick. It's not going to be, because he's going to be going to a contender. Which, if you're a Thaddeus Young fan, if you just like basketball, that's awesome. You want to see a player like him get a chance to really get a true opportunity at a ring. Okay. But with that, if you're the Bulls, how important is that? How important is it to get that type of assets? Because let's say you do want to get one of these guards that everybody's really highly, you know, ranking right now and scouting, you're going to need as many assets as you can to make a trade later on. And Thaddeus Young can maybe get you a first-round pick. If you're going to get anything, it's going to be a high draft pick. So that'd be interesting, but is that worth it if it's a detriment to the development of these guys on your roster and somebody's comfortability like a Zach LaVine? I think that's something that we just need to keep our eyes on as we see, and the season goes deeper and deeper. Already in February, we'll start going through these dog days, and by the time we know it, it'll be playoff time. And by the time we know it, it'll be the trade deadline. And Thaddeus Young will be on a lot of people's radar. But it's amazing that at this point, we've seen how important he is, and that he's been one of the direct impacts of seeing Zach LaVine take a next step. But let's talk about Zach for a second. First question is Zach LaVine an all-star? To me, the answer is yes. He's going to get voted in. He's earned the right to get voted in. And a lot of that has come with their winning. He's the reason why the Bulls are winning. He's the reason why the Bulls are an exciting team to watch when it comes to that tier of bottom-dwelling playoff teams, especially in the Eastern Conference. I think what has really helped Zach LaVine to hit that next level, it's the Patrick Williams effect that we talked about way earlier in the season when LeBron James was talking about him. You're seeing people around the league talk about Zach LaVine. He's on people's radar. Remember, for the longest time, Zach LaVine was a highlight guy. This is a two-time dunk champion. This is somebody who's been in the public eye, who's been in the marquee moments, has been there with the superstars. But with the injuries and playing on really bad teams, he falls through the cracks. There's a bunch of guys. Remember how good Joe Johnson was? You know, different type of player, but there's a lot of great players in the NBA. There's a lot of dudes who can hoop. But what changes a person's perspective, what changes a person's career is not just being somebody that can put up a lot of points on a bad team. It is taking those steps. And for Zach LaVine, this is it. This is that big moment in his career. It's from going that lazy narrative that I've been a victim of doing, that I've portrayed of empty calories, that you could just score on bad teams. What are you doing? But this is that way to shut everybody up. I'm an all-star and my team is winning. You know, they're not 500, but they're competitive. They're in games. He's helping them. They're relevant. And people around the league are putting him on notice in a good way. Other teams are speaking on him. And it's true. You just need to watch the game, whether it's statistically or it's just with the eye test. He's playing better defense. And he is on a James Harden run. And let's be 100% honest. James Harden obviously is a better scorer, but it's more entertaining to watch Zach LaVine. And I think for this, the development of this Bulls team, for Arturis, for Eversley, for Billy Donovan, and for this Bulls organization, it is really important to get Zach LaVine into the All-Star game. For the longest time, I thought it felt very manufactured, that it was just the front office and the organization that were making this push. But this team is fun. They're appointment television. They're growing. They have good personality. They're competent. People are rooting on these players. People like that coaching staff. People trust that front office. The ownership is staying out of the way, staying out of public eye besides the baseball stuff. So people are invested and watching this team. So to have a player go to an All-Star game that not a lot of the guys want to go to, but they're going to talk. And that's how you get these superstars, the disgruntled guys. People got to start colluding, my friends. I know we hate talking about it in basketball and sports, but it's a player-driven league. And you can't be in the game. You can't be scouting. You can't be recruiting. You can't be building a team that's going to go deep in playoffs because you have superstars, whether you're drafting them or bringing them through free agency, if you don't got guys that are connected with them, that are there in talks with them, that are traveling with them, from All-Star games to Team USA, all that stuff is important. Social media is huge, of course. These workouts are huge, of course. But that's where the little stuff gets done. We saw it with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant during the All-Star game, right? It happens all the time. Team USA with Wade and LeBron. You gotta be in it. You gotta have a swing in order to hit a home run. And Zach LaVine, being an All-Star, earning it. You know, it's one thing if he's voting in there, right? Because Luka got voted in, and Dame, and, you know, we know the drama in the Western Conference. But it's another thing when your peers vote for you. The correlation, I guess, is in the NFL, the All-Pro and the Pro Bowl. You know, these All-Star voting is like the fan vote. Of course, we know that the fans are going to vote for certain guys. But when the coaches and your peers vote for you to go in, that means something. And when somebody like Billy Donovan, who has a deep voice, a voice that people listen to, it's going to carry a little weight. And the Eastern Conference isn't this juggernaut of a conference. There's a lot of ballers, but it's not a juggernaut. want. Zach LaVine has a really good chance to not only make the All-Star game, but deservedly and rooted for to make this All-Star game. And of course, it sucks that it's not going to be in Chicago. It's not even going to be in Indianapolis. But I can't stress how important I really believe this is for this team. Whether it gets you a step closer truly to an NBA Finals, I don't know how much we can really measure that. I don't know if Zach LaVine is going to be part of this team that is probably 4 or 5 years away from truly competing for an NBA title. But it doesn't hurt, and it gets you in the right direction, I believe, whether it's a small step or a huge step. And it's great for Zach. He's earned it. He's earned that right to be an All-Star, in my opinion. And it puts everything in a kind of a unique position, because what do you do with Zach? You know, I think he's going to be an All-Star. He's earned the right to be an All-Star, in my opinion. And you're about over a year and a half away from having to make a decision of what to do with him in a contract-wise. So let's say he's 27 and he stays healthy. He's already had the blown out knee, but everything seems to be good. We know how modern medicine is. Let's say all that's behind him and it's all gravy from here. Somebody's going to pay him. Zach LaVine is going to get paid by somebody. So if that's the case, and he's going to be putting up 28 points, and he's going to be a pure scorer and a top tier scorer and an all-star, I think you kind of have no choice but to sign him and start the foundation around that. You already are building it with a Patrick Williams. We'll see what happens with Wendell Carter, Kobe White, so on and so forth. We know they're going to need a field general, a court general, and a point guard position. Maybe that's Victor Oladipo in the offseason. I don't know, but if he makes the decision for you and says, yeah, you're going to have no choice, either pay me or I'm leaving, somebody's going to. If he stays with this production, somebody's going to pay him. And the funny thing is you're always waiting for that moment. You're waiting for that guy to make you have to pay for him. And now Chicago has that guy, and it seems like fans are a little worried that, but is it him? Why is it him? Why is it LaVine? Why couldn't it have been Harden? Why couldn't it have been KD? The guy is balling out. And if he earns that contract, he earns it. I don't think you're going to be able to trade him maybe next year, but who's going to want an expiring contract that you don't know is guaranteed to bring him back unless you're super desperate? And then again, a desperate team would be somebody who's trying to win a finals. They probably don't have all the assets that are going to help you get that much better. So I'm really interested to see how you guys think about this. Zach LaVine, in my opinion, has taken so many steps to being in that next tier of basketball player. Some of it's tangible, some of it isn't. All I know is what I see and what the chatter is around the league. And it's not just from talking heads like me. And it's not just by fans, it's from the players themselves. So I think we're going to see Zach LaVine announced as an All-Star reserve. And I think this is going to get the Bulls one step closer to an ultimate goal that they're trying to achieve. The real question is, what are the ramifications moving forward when it comes to contracts down the road for the Chicago Bulls and Zach LaVine? Will he be a Bull when all this turns over, when they're really trying to compete for an NBA title? Let me know your thoughts. Is Zach LaVine an All-Star? Do you think he should have been voted in by the fans? Will the coaches and his peers vote him in? What do you think the Bulls are going to do when he goes for that max contract? Would you give him a max contract? Let us know your thoughts. I'm on Twitter at MikeMMedia, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. The show is on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. And that's it for us on this edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. You can follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at MikeMMedia, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. The show is on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. Become a producer of the show at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves, the home to our interviews with athletes and celebrities that you could get ad-free and before anybody else. That's patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have swag. Check us out at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Come play video games with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves. And keep up to date with everything we're doing on the podcast network, from the True Crime Show, the Pop Culture Show, the interviews, our sister podcast, The Gone Missing Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy all the games. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.